Ford has released the details of its cost-cutting agreement with United Auto Workers, and General Motors and Chrysler are expected to make their own deals before the end of the month. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton has this report.
Gone forever is Ford's jobs bank that paid laid-off workers while they waited for a new job to open up at the company. Gone, too, is a chunk of daily break time, Easter Monday holiday, cost of living increases, and bonuses. Ford will also pay half of what it owes the UAW for retiree health care in stock instead of cash. Joe Hendricks is vice president of North American manufacturing for Ford. He says the changes save Ford $500 million a year and bring labor costs close to those at competitors like Toyota.
We feel very, very good about the agreement that we reached, but also recognize that it's fair and reasonable to our employees given the excess that we have and given the economy that we're in.
Ford workers may have felt they had no choice. Union leaders told the rank and file that rejecting the concessions would eventually doom Ford. Harley Shaken studies labor issues at UC Berkeley. He says the high percentage of yes votes was not a surprise.
No one feels this recession harder than auto workers in Detroit.
Shaken says Ford gained an advantage by going first with the UAW. Now the union will try to use the deal to limit concessions at Chrysler and General Motors, two companies worse off than Ford. Both must cut a deal with the union by March 31st, or the federal government could demand the return of its loans, triggering bankruptcy. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.